We're back. It's 4:35. It's the Express Yourself show here on KDNK. And it's time to talk about the Cohere Gathering. The Cohere Gathering is a harvest celebration cultivating coherent community. It's now a biennial gathering in a beautiful orchard on the North Fork of the Gunnison River. And it's this weekend. And here to tell us about it are Seraphine, a musician and one of the participants in this year's program. Welcome, Seraphine.
Hi, thank you.
And also Paul Black, the organizer of the Cohere Gathering, is here too. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Luke. Good to be here.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Are you excited about this year's gathering?
So stoked. We have a brilliant lineup, all original music. Mono Verde, who played at Mountain Fair, will be there Saturday night along with the Al Capones. Playing their upbeat ska reggae. Both are six-piece bands with horns and additional elements, so we're so stoked to have that going on our orchard stage in Pumpkin Hollow. It's 14 acres right off 133.
Mile marker 6 is
where it is. Yeah, just south of Paonia, easy to find, and the weather report is sunny and warm, and so Don't worry what you see on Carbondale. It's different over here.
A little bit lower.
Yeah. It was snowy when I pulled over McClure Pass today.
Now, oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can get tickets at the door?
Yeah, all the tickets available at the door, and it's only $20. We're pricing it for locals. It's a gift to the community, not a business or a money-making thing. So we've packed it with like 12 bands, about 10 or 11 different play shops on Sunday, tons of family stuff, kids activities, really nice art zone with a kids zone. We put in disc golf baskets. It's primed right now for people to come and just relax, have a nice weekend after a long summer.
And the height of the harvest couldn't be better.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big part of it, isn't it?
Well, I know there's potato days on Saturday, but our thing starts at about 4 p.m. with music and 3 p.m. with an opening ceremony, so people could still get there on Saturday. But if you want to drive out for the day, Sunday is a great day with all the play shops, the family stuff. The archery range will be open, the walk down to the river, watch the high slackliners, some aerial silks, a lot of stuff going on. $20.
Well, I know there's a whole lineup of play shops, and some of them look very intriguing, and one of them actually being offered by our guest, Seraphine, and we'll talk about that one in a little bit, but any of the others on that list that people might want to be aware of?
We try to focus on the ancestral skills with Cohere, and so we've got natural cordage with Paul Huttenhauer. We'll be making rope, basically, with hemp and dogbane. Robin Blankenship of Earthnack fame, another superstar in the primitive skills community, will be there as well. Zeraphine doing her thing with archetypes, and Dragonfly Song Circle with Shannon and Barry from over here. A lot of fun stuff along with the music. But we're stoked to have Zeraphine back because she played in 2015. And this time she'll be doing a play shop around archetypes. It sounds really interesting to me.
Archetypes and fairy tales. Fairy spelled with F-A-E, the old school way.
Yes. Well, there are many ways of spelling it, but I like to do it that way. It's not the Disney way.
That's funny. So what does that mean, archetypes and telling the story of your own fairy tale?
So the workshop, it's like a fun and explorative way of people diving into their different archetypes. And we have these fairy tale timelines that people fill out. And so you can get really simple and just be fun with it, or you can get a bit deeper and explore different archetypes that you've embodied in your life and how they've helped you and how they've hindered you. So you can do it in a really lighthearted way. And also sometimes in the past when I've done the workshop, people have had a really deep and reflective experience. Mm-hmm. So,
how many archetypes are there anyway?
Thousands.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, if you Google archetypes, which I've done many times in my research, and I'm still learning, you know, by all means, you'll come across Jungian archetypes, and then like fairy tale archetypes for me are a simple context to put everything in. And I've always viewed life as a fairy tale, so it's kind of a simplified way of seeing all the archetypes.
Well, you know, the thing about fairy tales is it embodies good and it embodies evil. It's both sides.
Exactly. Just as we all are.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Do you deal with the good differently than you deal with the bad when you're dealing with archetypes?
Yeah. And we kind of cover that a little bit. We only have an hour and a half in the workshop. So we don't get too deep, but I talk about being cathartic and how important it is to listen to, for example, the evil queen. I know I've had my moments in my life. Most of the time, I don't know, I like to think of myself as the farm girl or the virtuous princess or the wandering bard, being a musician. But, you know, we all have our moments. And so we talk about how to creatively deal with the darker archetypes and how they might have a message for us or a purpose.
Huh. How do you creatively deal with a darker archetype?
I like to write music. I like to do something, you know, the process of catharsis, being creative. So whatever works for you, but I think you have to listen to it, understand it, give it some love and some time, and then transform it by doing something creative. That could be going on a hike for you. For me, it's writing a song or writing a little story in my book, and actually writing a fairy tale with different characters in it. But it's different for everyone. But I definitely think paying attention and then doing something ultimately positive with it to kind of move the energy.
Interesting. So many fairy tales deal with journeys.
It's all about the journey. Yeah, it's all about the journey, such as life.
Yeah. Huh. You have a beautiful harp right in front of you. I want you to tell me a little bit about this instrument. Is that a concert harp or is it a Celtic harp?
No, it's not. This is actually a Gothic harp. Oh. I've also played Celtic harps, and I used to have a little lap harp, and this is a 36 string, so it's a slightly bigger size up. I used to travel with a little lap harp, and it's easy to take on a plane and stuff, but it's seen better days now because it's been on lots of planes and traveled to lots of places. And this isn't a concert harp. A concert harp would have pedals.
Oh, right.
And, you know, a typical Lion and Healy pedal harp, but this is kind of the middle ground. So,
do harps, like guitars, get out of tune?
They do, yeah. And so you see all these tuning pegs up here. I know the listeners can't see, but they have tuning pegs. And actually concert harps, they tune them sometimes in the middle of songs that they're playing, and it's a real skill just to tune it and everything like that. But yeah, this one's really good, and it stays in tune apart from if it travels in a lot of heat or a lot of cold.
Well, so. I'm hearing an accent. Is it English?
It is, yeah. I'm from Lincolnshire.
So it makes sense then that an English girl would pick up the harp. How did that happen in your own life?
It's a stereotype, I know. But I actually found the harp in America. I'd always wanted to play the harp, but I kind of had this block when I was younger, like, oh, I bet they cost £1 million or $1 million. And I had a guitar already, and so I used to just play guitar and sing. And then this one just magically came to me. I was looking on Craigslist for some bells. I used to play these little magical bells. And this harp came up for a really good price, which is my little lap harp that I used to have. And I had the cash, and I was just like, I need this harp right now. And so I went and got it. And as soon as I got out the car to give the lady the money, it was so funny. She'll never forget me. The money went flying, and it was really windy. And here comes this British girl going, oh, thank you for the harp. And then we started going on our adventures. So, yeah.
That's kind of, wow, was that a message from the universe?
I felt like it. It felt like this really? Magical changing, you know, the winds of change. You know, it was very mysterious and comical also.
So did you teach yourself how to play it?
I did, yeah. I tried to learn classical technique in the very early days, and then I got impatient because I already had songs that were coming through that I felt like I needed to structure on the harp already. So then I started playing in the folk style, and the folk style is just a really wide generic term for you teach yourself or you follow a teacher that plays in that style. And now I'm just about to embark on classical lessons because I've got to a point where I want to be a bit more intricate with it, and I see now why it's so important to have all the fingering.
Wow. There's a lot involved, isn't there?
Yeah, but the great thing is you can just get a little laptop and start playing, and that's the beautiful thing. And it rests right on your heart, on the heart chakra right here, and so it's really good medicine because this is where the sandbox is at the back. So there's a lot of resonance that goes into your body, and it's a beautiful thing.
I never thought of the resonance of a harp, but it makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously wind instruments have a resonance. I think of a didgeridoo, for example.
Yeah. Oh, well, and the amazing thing is with a harp is that if you go out on a windy day and you just you're just there with the harp, the wind plays it and it will start resonating and making these ringing tones from the sound box. It sounds so magical. There's no other sound like it.
That's really cool.
I thought I was hearing the fairy music when I first heard it. I didn't realize it was my harp.
How about that? So the fairies speak through harps.
Yes.
Do they speak through other things too?
Lots of things.
Yeah, really?
Mostly nature.
Okay. Well, I'd love to hear a tune if you would.
Sure, yeah. This one is called All Within.
Parts of the stories, weaving themselves into a song to wake us all up. Because a spell was cast through the land, many left sleeping, filling demands of a regime that was based upon greed. Those with black hearts sowing the seams will hang on to healing from the diseases of separation and distracted dreams.
Behold.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you just joined us, that's Seraphine playing the harp and singing. There's a quality to your voice that just melts into those harp strings. It's a perfect dance.
Thank you.
Did that come from a lot of practice, or is that just sort
of... I think it's meant to be. Uh-huh. And To my ear, I'm always like, I just need to keep practicing forever. I mean, it takes 10,000 hours to become a master. So, you know, in my highest potential, there's so much more I could do. But sometimes I do just get that infinite joy or that Zen moment when I'm playing and there's nothing else happening. It's just the voice and the harp. So,
is the harp your only instrument?
No, I play guitar and I play the boran, which is the Irish drum, the Celtic drum. And I also do a live electronic set where I produce all of the sounds and do this live production. I tweak my voice, mm-hmm. and there's all these beats and bass and all these other things going on.
I saw several videos where you're doing that, mm-hmm. at the Arise Festival, several other places, mm-hmm. too. So you're looping things in real time there.
Yeah, I'm looping too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. That's really cool. Was that an original tune?
This was my song, original song, yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm.
Can we get one more out of you before you have to go?
Are you sure you don't want to?
Oh no, absolutely. I'm entranced.
Yes, I know. Me too.
There
Paul.
Was something else I was going to say. I can't remember what it was.
Exactly.
Let's just hear more harp, please.
Well, we might have to fade out because we have to go at 4:56.
Well, then let me just tell everyone to go to coheregathering.com. And that's where you'll see the lineup, the schedule. Click on the artist, hear more music. And then we'll hopefully see you this weekend down in Pumpkin Hollow.
Yeah, sounds like a great time.
Thanks for having us on, Luke.
My pleasure, okay. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheers. And thank you, Seraphine, too.
Thank you. Yeah. And I'll just quickly plug my workshop. The Fairy Tale and Archetypes workshop is happening at 3:00 on Sunday. So if you want to get fun and creative, then that's where it will be.
Sounds great to me.
And we'll just play this one as we're fading out. It's called My Spell is Stronger with Yours.
Thank you.
Oh, magician, your magic is strange. It leaves me wondering how sorcery comes in many forms and yours is changing. The answer lies in shedding your cloak, showing your colors, rich or broke, threading your bow and playing in time. For a song can hold wisdom inside. clarity in heart and mind. And let's walk with the clarity we need to see. And let's live by our truth so we never deceive ourselves or others. For some can hold wisdom
spin.